Democrats made an announcement today introducing articles of impeachment, but connected with that story are the previous investigations into the president. On Monday, Department of Justice Inspector General Michael Horowitz released a long-awaited report examining the origins of the Trump-Russia investigation. The report concluded that there were no political motivations behind the FBI's launching of Operation Crossfire Hurricane in July 2016, and that the probe was based on sufficient evidence of links between the Trump campaign and Russia. But while the report rebutted allegations that the investigation was part of a plot to sabotage the president's campaign, the inspector general did take the FBI to task for numerous inconsistencies and errors in how they obtained warrants to surveil a key witness, former Trump campaign staffer Carter Page. In his usual style, President Trump latched on to these inconsistencies on Monday after the report's release.
Well, they fabricated evidence and they lied to the courts and they did all sorts of things to have it go their way. And this was something that we can never allow to happen again. The report actually, and especially when you look into it and the details of the report, are far worse than anything I would have even imagined.
In an interview on ABC News, however, FBI Director Christopher Wray, who was appointed by President Trump, defended the agency and the report's findings.
And I think it's important that the inspector general found that in this particular instance, the investigation was opened with appropriate predication and authorization.
Here with more is Max Kuttner, a journalist covering the FBI, the Justice Department, and the Russia probes. Max, great to have you on. Never a dull moment.
Right. Thanks for having me.
All right. So we just heard from FBI Director Wray. No surprises here. I mean, the president, in his usual style, doesn't give any ground. He tweets that, you know, I don't know what report the director of the FBI, Christopher Wray, was reading, but it wasn't the one given to me. Is Trump accurately responding to this report? I mean, he doesn't tend to do that, so.
Well, first of all, Tanzina, I find FBI Director Wray such a fascinating figure, and I profiled him back for Newsweek in 2017, and he was brought in to be sort of the anti-Comey. He was such a quiet person. I spoke with people who had known him throughout his careers. They all described him that way, and we so rarely hear from him. He's not a household name, and yet he does push back hard when necessary, as we are seeing in the past 24 hours. And then we do have President Trump obviously tweeting that Wray will never be able to fix the FBI. And he has previously criticized Wray in this surprising way, because this is not an Obama holdover. This is his own appointee.
And the president has a tendency to do that with any news that he doesn't like. I mean, let's be clear about that.
Yes,
right?
that is true. But, you know, Wray is this fascinating figure, and he was brought in to kind of help Trump take over what he thought was his FBI and his own Justice Department. But he has pushed back against Wray when necessary. And then, as we're seeing, Wray then pushes back even harder.
And there is, what you mentioned, the FBI and the Department of Justice. Let's talk a little bit about how those two organizations are really playing out here. This report shows that there was no plot to sort of undermine the president with this investigation into Russia. What is Attorney General Bill Barr saying? Barr seems to be supporting the president here.
Right. Barr came out with this big statement basically saying that this shows that there was such an abuse against the president, that there was an attack against the president. And his language really mirrors the statements that we're seeing from President Trump, Mike Pence, the vice president, the White House. So they all seem to be on one side of it. And then we are seeing sort of FBI Director Chris Wray, former FBI Director James Comey on the other side. These Inspector General reports from Michael Horowitz, there have been a couple now that have been related to the Russia investigation, related to James Comey's time as FBI director. I always find that they leave room for interpretation. And that's how we're seeing people coming out of this, reading this report with these totally opposite views. And we're even seeing that in the headlines today with front page of the New York Post saying that this report ripped the Justice Department and FBI, whereas New York Times, Washington Post have headlines basically saying that this disproves Trump's whole deep state philosophy.
Well, on the one hand, it does say there was no plot. It goes against the president's sort of deep state theory here. The criticism, however, does come in because there was some misconduct described here by Kevin Kleinsmith, who was a lower level FBI employee. What did he do? Why is he being criticized? And how does that relate to Carter Page?
Right. So that room for interpretation I mentioned, it says that the FBI was justified in opening the Russia investigation in July 2016. However, the Inspector General's office identified at least 17 what it called significant errors and omissions in the Carter Page FISA applications. Those are the applications to a judge to surveil Carter Page, who was then a member of the Trump campaign. So those 17 significant errors and omissions, that's just enough of a problem to give some I think, weight to what the president is saying, what Bill Barr is saying, and what Republicans are saying in terms of that there were issues. However, those people are taking those 17 problems and they're ignoring what the rest of the report says, which is that the FBI was justified in opening this probe.
So, and let's be clear, that FISA is the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, which itself has been controversial for quite some time, right? There's been some concern about whether it goes too far or not far enough.
It has been, and that really is the main issue in this almost 500-page report. So most of the issues that were identified with the FBI's handling of the Russia investigation, which, by the way, was before the special counsel came in, so it started as an FBI investigation, are around that. And so FBI Director Wray came out with this letter yesterday to the Inspector General outlining the steps that the FBI will take to address this. The report has recommendations. So that FISA issue and Carter Page, that's really the main issue. And the name of the lawyer, as you mentioned, that's been identified in news reports is Kevin Kleinsmith. He was a low-level FBI lawyer who was involved in that FISA application. He resigned from the Bureau in September, and he has been accused of falsifying information in those applications. So I wouldn't be surprised if he kind of becomes the new villain to add to the roster of people Republicans have previously targeted, like Peter Strzok and Lisa Page and others.
A lot to unpack. Max Kuttner is a journalist covering the FBI, the Justice Department, and the Russia probes. Max, stick with us for a minute. We'll be right back with more on impeachment.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.